The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
When we decided to do this thing, I kind of looked in the closet and said, how do you dress for Pride Month in this program? And I don't have anything in there. And then I remembered we had a gal here named Pam who did these programs with us, and she brought us some stuff one time when we did the program. So I went in the closet and I found it.
It's you.
What? Too weight? Too much weight? Okay. My name, of course, is Phil Manis, who doesn't know that, right? Well, we have some guests, so I will be this morning's worship leader. First, I want to welcome our visitors and, of course, our TP family. And I also want to give a very special and warm welcome to Latina Montgomery Williams and her family for joining us this morning. Thank you all for coming. All right, with all the detrimental stuff going on around drag shows and story hours and the kid transition, transgender kids, we first decided to do something along those lines, but after last week, I didn't think we needed another program that wasn't too upbeat. So we have a message, but I want to throw in a little levity here and there, and hopefully, you know, you will get in some entertainment, you will get some enlightenment, and you will have a pretty good time, all right? So I want you to see the program, see what maybe a drag queen, well, not so much a drag queen this time, but sort of a drag king story hour is like, but same idea. And at the end, a drag performance. And then maybe you can tell me at the end, what is so terrible about all of this stuff that all this hate has bloomed and flourished contemporarily, and why it's needed in this dying age, okay? I hope this service is both enjoyable and maybe enlightening for you. I actually planned it originally so you folks wouldn't have anything to do. Just come and enjoy. But unfortunately, you are going to have to sing the gathering song and Spirit of Life. But other than that, okay, I think not much. So as they say, lean back and enjoy the show. All right, our chalice lighting. Okay. All right. We light the chalice this morning in hopes of bringing the light of revelation to the current atmosphere of hate and oppression being fostered on the queer, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals, members of our community, families, and friends who are suffering under newly minted oppressive laws and hateful protests. As Nicole lights the peace lamp, please respond with the words, may peace be with us. Thank you, Nicole. Okay, our gathering song this morning is Love Will Guide Us. The words will be at the bottom of the screen. So please remain seated in the front so those in the back can see.
Has tried us, hope inside us, willing.
Okay, if we have kids present, you want to come up for the moment of all ages? And hopefully Junior's somewhere back here. How you doing? Okay. All righty. Maybe I'll be reading the kids' moment. Okay, the Junior Brainerd, folks.
So we're going to read a story this morning called Puppy Size. And before we get started, my kid Tony just wanted to explain what a homophone is, right? Can I explain to people what a homophone is?
A homophone is a word that sounds the same but is different.
Right. And so in this book, there's kind of a homophone. It's kind of not a homophone because it's actually two different words, but it's the kind of the focus of the story is sort of like that. I think the pictures are going to be up here. So our story begins in an animal shelter. Danielle's mother and a volunteer are talking. Danielle keeps repeating it over and over again. We've been back to this animal shelter at least 5 times. It has been weeks now since we started all of this, the mother told the volunteer. What is it? She keeps asking for, the volunteer asked. Puppy size, replied the mother. Well, we have plenty of puppies, if that's what she's looking for. I know, we have seen most of them, the mom said in frustration. Just then, Danielle came walking into the office. Well, did you find one? Asked her mom. No, not this time, Danielle said with sadness in her voice. Can we come back on the weekend? The two women looked at each other, shook their heads, and laughed. You never know when you will get more dogs. Unfortunately, there's always a supply, the volunteer said. Sure enough, they were the first ones in the shelter on Saturday morning. By now, Danielle knew her way around, so she ran right to the section that housed the smaller dogs. Tired of the routine, Mom sat in the small waiting room at the end of the first row of cages. There was an observation window so you could see the animals during times when visitors weren't permitted. Danielle walked slowly from cage to cage, kneeling periodically to take a closer look. One by one, the dogs were brought out, and she held each one. One by one, she said, sorry, you're not the one. Danielle took her mother by the hand and headed to the door. Don't worry, I'll find one next weekend, she said. Over the next few days, both Mom and Dad had long conversations with her. They both felt she was being too particular. It's this weekend or we're not looking anymore, Dad finally said in frustration. We don't want to hear anything more about puppy size either, Mom added. It was the last cage on this last day in search of the perfect pup. The volunteer opened the cage door and the child carefully picked up the dog and held it closely. This time she took a little longer. "Mom, that's it. I found the right puppy. He's the one. I know it," she screamed with joy. "It's the puppy size, but it's the same size as all the other puppies you held over the last few weeks," Mom said. "No, not size, the size. When I held him in my arms, he sighed," she said. "Don't you remember? When I asked you one day what love is, you told me love depends on the size of your heart. The more you love, the bigger the sigh." The two women looked at each other for a moment. Mom didn't know whether to laugh or cry. As she stooped down to hug the child, she did a little of both. "Mom, every time you hold me, I sigh. When you and Daddy come home from work and hug each other, you both sigh. I knew I would find the right puppy if it sighed when I held it in my arms," she said. Then holding the puppy up close to her face, she said, "Mom, he loves me. I heard the sighs of his heart." Close your eyes for a moment and think about the love that makes you sigh. I not only find it in the arms of my loved ones, but in the caress of a sunset, the kiss of the moonlight, and the gentle brush of cool air on a hot day. Take the time to stop and listen. You will be surprised at what you hear. Life is not measured by the breaths we take, but the moments that take our breath away.
That was a great job. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. Okay. All right. How about we sing the kids up? Here to deliver our message this morning is Miss Latina Montgomery Williams. Tina has been performing drag since she was a teen. She was born and raised in West Philadelphia and currently hosts her own show at Level One in Philadelphia on Sunday nights. She regularly performs gay and straight venues in the tri-state area and has performed as far away as San Francisco, California, Key West, Florida, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Tina currently facilitates a weekly support group for trans people at TPAC, a nonprofit in Philadelphia. She also enjoys gardening and her many houseplants. Tina lives with her husband of 15 years, Junior Brainer, and their 7-year-old. Please welcome Tina.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I am Tina Montgomery. Oh my goodness, it is so beautiful up here. I'm loving every bit of it. Could you please put my phone in that dressing room, please, honey, or to cut it off? I'm working and I'm still working. I have other people covering up and packing clothes for me and whatnot. To tell you my story, goodness gracious. No, I don't. We'll wait till it's done. I never came out of a closet. I was never in a closet. I have a great family. Me and my mom was so tight, she went everywhere with me. And my brothers and sisters, everybody was great. My father had a little bit more time to grow with everything, but I understand, because a transition is not just one person's transition, it's the whole family's transition. It would be hard on me. Tony is my biological son. It would be very hard on me if he changes, because I prayed and I hoped for a boy so bad. And to have him was just great. So if he changes, I'm going to definitely support him. But I'm no different than no one else. I have to change my dreams. I'm stubborn there. I don't want to change my dreams. So I never had a problem doing school and stuff. We're very popular in our neighborhood, so I didn't have a problem. The house I live in now today is the house I was born in. So when I got to meet Junior, he moved in and threw everybody out except my mother. And my friends stayed with me, because my mother was always like, "If your parents put you out, we'll take you in." So different friends lived there through our whole entire lives. house, something like a shelter, but it's not. It's at my mother's funeral, it was one side family, and the other side looked like people who lived at our house. Like, oh, they stayed here. This, so it was always a warm place and a loving place to be at. So I don't have a tragic story. I don't have a sad story. I didn't know that Tina was different. I was just being Tina. We went through some names. My mother picked Tina. I love Tina. But my name is Latina. Latina Montgomery Williams. So I made some changes in there, but it stick with Tina. She named me the first time. First time she named me Franklin. My sister, I just run through them. There's Francis, Frank, Franklin, and Francine. One girl. Well, now it's two girls. That's it. And it's just two girls left in our family. My mother was married twice, so I have an older brother, William, and Rufy, which sounds crazy. My name is Latina Williams. My older brother name is William. And my father name is Francis, but everyone called him Frank. So my mother got carried away with this FRA. It just went too far. But we live a very fun life. We go everywhere. My husband was the pregnant man. There was time people didn't know he was the pregnant man. Just thought he had big belly, as small as he is. You can ask me anything in the world. I don't have no problem with telling you, saying how it feels. I think the most uncomfortable in life I've been with life and being around other race is Donald Trump coming around. It makes you very uncomfortable. You see people different colors and whatnot. And it makes you very uncomfortable that I won't hold his hand certain places. I don't want to draw the extra attention. I to just be able to blend in and go. I don't use the word transgender because I'm 57 years old, so that came out way after me. I'm just a woman. I play football, baseball. I like all the same things. Everything that you do, I do. I cook now and then. He does most of the cooking around the house. He eats more healthier. I eat not more healthy. So it's like the simple life. We're simple with nothing different. So like I said, if there's anything you want to ask me, you can ask anything you want to know. My face is mine. So I didn't have no work done. I'm fortunate. These are mine. I started when I was like 14. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just doing it. Didn't get permission. I was just doing it. Now I did do some additives, stuff like that. But I'm just naturally just Tina all the time. And just try to, I've been on stage like all my life. And last night when I was doing a show, a girl was telling me, well, you're Tina Montgomery. They're going to just love you and you're Tina. No, I'm just Tina. So I take away the Tina and just say, I'm just plain old Latina. I'm a mother. I'm a housewife. I'm simply these things here. Every day you'll see me sweeping in front of my house. Every day you'll see me cleaning something inside the house. My husband thinks it's hard to live with me because I like it clean. He does not like it clean. I like it clean. I didn't know where things are when you're looking for it. So we just, and I try to be very organized. Right, Junior? I'm organized. Yes, I can know where things are. So it's like a simple, it's just a simple life. I run it, but we have one black club in Philadelphia. It's owned by two black gentlemen. And I are the emeritus queen. So I will be there today from whenever I get there, being out of the emeritus. I already told them I may be late, till 12 o'clock at night. Yes, a whole day of walking around Center City and pride, and everybody's out there with all of events and everything that's going on in front of all the clubs. I'll be there the whole entire day walking around in a pair of slippers, not no high heels. Them days are over. I'm down to a 4-inch heel. I think the young lady walks in heels better than me. The little girl have it. She can do that. But you get to go places and you get to do things and you get to see things, and with the help of my husband, like, I got to travel and go a lot of places and be comfortable and see how different it is and how hard. It's TPAC, is what it's called in Philadelphia. We help homeless people. We help people under the umbrella. I run a transgender group because I try to get them to be like, listen, everybody's not going to change when you change. Because most people be mad when their parents don't say, my name is such and such or whatever. My name is Tina. No, it's okay. I knew who Tina was all my life. So you can call me any name you wanted to call me. I was okay with it. My first name was Bonnie. Not cute, because I used to say it more like this here. Bonnie. Didn't come out very soft. Somehow, I don't know how the voice changed. Don't ask me, but it got better with time. It got softer. I used to say, don't want to be on a mic. Now I'm always on a mic every day. I have to be on a mic all day long. When I came in the club last night, the Valentina's in the club. I'm sitting there in the corner like, I'm just leaving one show, but I'm never going to go in Center City and not stop at the place that represents me. So I stop for about 15 minutes and go home. I want to go home and go to bed. I'm not good at sleep, but I want to go home and go to bed. I heard you when you were leaving 5 o'clock in the morning, when you got up at something, yeah, 5. It was 5 in the morning. Well, okay, I'm going to fake like I'm asleep. I'm going to try my best. So if anything you want to know, just ask me. I will tell you. It's a very normal life, a very everyday life. Transsexuals do drag as well. There are some places that will not want to book you if you're trans and you do drag. I'm still under the same umbrella. I do drag. And being that I have a name, I don't really get the problem. But if a girl has any type of major surgeries, follow, they will not. I know that Bath and Barbers don't want to book you. Or Lisa, not Bath and Barbers, let's not say Bath and Barbers. The host may not want to book you, which I don't understand. Again, I feel the same way. So me and her have that debate all the time. She's still under the umbrella. She's still under there. So we all go through different things, and hopefully a lot of the girls will not go overseas. If they work done anymore, they'll stay over here. But I understand the prices. I get it. So if anything you want to know about our lifestyles anyway, anytime you want to visit us, TPAC and whatnot, you're more than welcome to come. If someone trying to come over here, foreigners, anything, we help everyone all the time. We have our own therapist there. We just lost one of the head people, Yershi, about a month ago. Pretty sad, but we have a great group of people who's taking care of everyone and making sure everybody knows where you belong. And you belong wherever you feel like your heart belongs. Let no one tell you, you have to go. You stay wherever you want to be. And I get nervous and shy. Just like I said, I won't even hold his hand. He'll grab my hand. I'm like, stop that. Let's just hike or something. Let's walk. I won't hold his hand. I don't want problems. People's true colors comes out. Anything y'all want to know, anything you want to ask me, you can ask anything you want to know. Yes, this is my real hair. I'm going to put it right on the dresser when I go home. With all the rest of them. So anything you want to know, you can always ask. If you want to ask anything private before I leave, you can always pull me to the side. You can ask. I'm not offended. May God bless you and keep everyone safe. Yes?
You mentioned that you identified very early and understood kind of were feeling the way. But were there any people who you sort of saw as role models or who inspired you to say, hey, I'm on this path and I'm okay with it and I'm going to go through with this? I'm not going to be deterred.
That was a good question, mercy. Well, in my neighborhood, which is the hood, which is always say that black people do not get along. That's not true. We had a person in our neighborhood named was Lance, who lived as Diane, and Lance knew everyone. My family too. Lance knew everybody in the neighborhood, and Lance was invited to everything in the neighborhood. And I seen this. And I knew Lance and got comfortable, and I was around that house all the time. It was several people. Lance lived with a family that's over there because his family didn't accept him. It's so crazy because we don't accept people when it comes to their looks. If they don't look woman enough, we don't accept them. And that's harsh. And I think me and Lance became good friends, and we have a great ending. In the middle, it went crazy because you had people tell him stuff like, you don't look good enough. Me and my sister Francine, who's the only one of my siblings that is alive, it's the same thing. People were telling her the same thing. Well, why don't you look like Tina? Why don't you dress like Tina? Why don't you look? And my sister felt like really, but she's a kid growing up, so she don't know where to direct it at. So she's like, well, I don't want to be around Tina when we used to be really close. So Lance did it. I didn't really care. I remember my sister was my body idol when I seen her. I watched her. We was in the driveway. I remember her walking up there. I went, oh, I want to walk like that. And it never, I don't know if I picked it up that day. I just know I have it. And I loved everything about her shape and everything. I just was like, this is perfect for me. So my mother said, well, I used to say at one of the speeches that my father never called me out my name, used the F word. And my mother said, oh, yes, he did. You just never knew about it. She handled it best she could do it. But I have aunts and stuff that said, when they have a party, really my Aunt Edith, my Aunt Barbara followed, don't invite me. But my Aunt Bunny said, you come on and come. You come all the time. And when I came to my Aunt Bunny's events, plenty of people under the umbrella that was there. We all knew each other some type of way. Hey, I hate Tina. So I had my mom. My mother was great. She was great. Like, no, you walk like this. So she helped me out to walk and stuff like that there. First day I came home intoxicated, I was 21. My second beating, don't drink like that no more. Don't even drink, really. Once a year, twice a year. That taught me everything I needed to know. Okay, zip. I'm like, no, I don't have to drink ever again. That's anything else? Is that good enough for you? I just did it. My mom was there, family was there. I just did it. I didn't know. I didn't know. I did not really know what was like, you're not supposed to be doing this. They didn't stop me. I just did not know. And my mother went through a transition too. Don't think she didn't. She did too. I used to come to her job and come inside. And then eventually I had to come to her job and wait outside. And one day I got tired and I walked inside. And that had to happen because the people inside were so glad to see me and hug me and grab me, that taught her it's okay. And we got even closer. We was too close. My mama, we was just too close. God bless her soul. She was too close. I love her. She was best, the best. Never knew what my mother would say. We thought she had Alzheimer's. She had short-term memory loss. She didn't have a son, because when we was on a plane going away, me and her sitting over here, she's like, when is the plane going to take off? So, Mama, we're in the air. Junior goes to the bathroom. This is what she calls Junior. Hey, white boy, what you doing up here? I'm like, Mama, you can't say that. And lucky he responded with, yes, she can. She can call me white boy all she wants. Oh, God. And I'm like, Mommy, you can't call. And she says, I know Junior's name, but I call him white boy. And I'm like, I ain't nothing wrong with that woman's memory. And I didn't know she knew this all this time, but she knew his name. So it was easy for us. I see people who have hard times. A lot of them wind up on drugs. Lance wound up on drugs, and that's basically because people who was in his circle, supposed to love him, told him to stop dressing up as Diane. You're getting too old for that. And from that moment on, she wound up on drugs. Life was over. I didn't get that until I got older to understand the damage that do. I didn't get it. I didn't know. And I was busy living everywhere. Okay. I was just busy. I didn't know it. I know it now. Anything else anybody want to know? I'll tell you anything you want to know. Go ahead.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the support group, how you decided to run it, you know, what it means to you? The trans support group.
Oh, how I decided to run it. Well, my girlfriend, my best friend, who's packing my clothes now, is Barbara. And Yershi, I introduced Yershi to all of them, actually. And when she was running the trans group, he told me to come to the group. So I came to the group. And I had this thing of taking over. And I just took over and said, you're no longer doing this. You're not doing this right. And then I took over because Barbara will let you speak and she don't give you answers. And I'm going to give you a couple of options here to make up your mind. And then we have two therapists in the room. And it was like, You're doing a great job. We had a problem with one person came near. She wanted to be a mannequin. I always ask, can I ask any questions, please? Can I ask you any questions? Yes, yes, yes. I asked some questions. Came back next week. I had some more questions. I didn't understand some things. She no longer comes to the group. She got upset with me and left out the group and no longer come to the group. I asked, can I ask questions? I didn't understand. You want to be a mannequin? You cannot be a mannequin and have all your personal things cut off and be on hormones. That don't make no sense. Because things are going to grow. Makes no sense to me. So I just jumped in there, and Yoshi's, we're really close, you know, at night. So I just jumped in and took over her, let her do something. But she's my best friend, so she's there, and she's like, you're doing a better job than me. So we're great. That's what made me do it, that's all. Y'all good? Okay, we're going to finish our service. Thank y'all so much, and God bless you. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. Boy, these things are hot. Oh, my God. Anyway, this is not a gay bunny, by the way. I don't want anybody to think, just by looking at him, that he's a gay bunny. Looks are deceiving. I hope you enjoyed Tina's talk, and we'll go on with the show.
All right, let's try walking.
Holding the sandwich?
Doesn't matter. Just walk. Down.
Too swishy?
Let me give you an image. It's a cliche, but it's an image. John Wayne.
Oh, God. Couldn't we start with someone easier?
Come on, you're a big fan. He's got a very distinctive walk. Very easy to imitate. And if anyone was a man... All right, now try it. Just get off your horse and head into the saloon. Nice touch.
Howdy, man. No good?
Actually, it's perfect. I just never realized John Wayne walked like that.
Pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. After all that's said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now. What am I supposed to do? Sit around and wait for you. Well, I can't do that. There's no turning back. It takes time to move on. It takes love to feel strong. 'Cause I got time to think it through. and baby, I'm too good for you. Oh, do you believe? I know that I'm strong. I don't need you anymore. 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 Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something.
At the point of our service where called Matters of the Heart, where we can share a joy or a concern with our faith community. We're going to work with those here in the sanctuary first. So if you would go to the front and to the microphone and share by stating your name and your joy or concern, and then we will move to those on Zoom once everyone here has had a chance. So we will bring this time of sharing to a close by singing Spirit of Life. The lyrics will show up on screen here in just a second.
And now it's time for the show. I want to welcome to the stage Miss Tina Montgomery.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am what I.
Thank you, Tina. Okay, very nice. Thank you. You guys come up here a minute, but just come on up, all of you. I hope this isn't coming off as too polished, because I didn't want it to be that way. Okay. The whole family. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Tina stepped in at the last minute and just really, really saved my whatever. All right. If I'm on track again, we're up to extinguishing the chalice. Yes? Yes. Okay. All right. So Nicole is going to do the word, and I am going to extinguish the chalice.
We extinguish this chalice chalice with these words by Jennifer Grayson. We come together every week, bound not by a creed or a mutual desire to please one God or many gods, yet we are drawn together by a belief that how we are in the world, who we are together, matters. Let us extinguish this chalice together in the knowledge that love, not fear, can change this world.
As is my custom, I'm going to leave the peace candle burn a while. We need it. Closing words today. Larry Kramer, the author of The Normal Heart, once said, "We are all different in many ways, and alike in many ways, and special in some sort of way." Thomas Paine is a special, Thomas Paine is special in one sort of way. We are here in this place today acknowledging Pride Month, siding with folks different in many ways, but alike in many ways we can make the world a better place. We are a rainbow flag all year round that catches a special breeze every June and makes known our existence. For 15 years, I'm sorry, I have to do one of those. Eat your heart out, Marco Rubio. For 15 years, Thomas Paine has chosen welcoming as our special in some sort of way. Here's to the next 15. And maybe we won't need to be so special then. Okay, I think we have announcements coming up.